Well, Stuart, this was a day, early season, Durham, cold, dark, the day that was really designed for the bowlers, I suppose, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, and the ball did a little bit, and that's how the day went, really. Lots of wickets fell. I was lucky, probably the sun came out when I came into bat and got the rub of the green a little bit, so it's good.
We've heard about this, the mantra of bounce back together, you know, try to recover from what's happened with the ECB, but when you put in on a day like that and the ball is doing what it was doing, it was moving around a lot against a seam attack, which Nottinghamshire are boasting this year, it was always going to be tough.
It was tough for the lads up top, and I think we were doing pretty well, and then little burst from Bawley, and then we lost a few quick wickets, but that's the way it goes sometimes, especially early season. So I think the lads will learn from it, and hopefully second innings will come back bouncing back, as they say.
It was a good team effort from a Nottinghamshire point of view, because they shared the wickets around their team, didn't they? I think their three main strike bowlers all took three each.
Yeah, good attack, probably one of the best in the league, so fair play to them, and like they just didn't stop really. So
for a long time, we were looking at statistics. I think Durham's lowest score against Notts is something like 93 all out here in 2004. When you came out into the middle, it was sort of roughly in that area, and we were wondering, would you get across the line or not? I think you decided, I suppose, the best form of defence was attack, and you played some lovely attacking strokes. I think 9 fours in your 50 and 11 on your way to 60.
Yes, the way I look to play, really, be positive and run hard, try and get as many runs. We just try to take as many singles and stuff as possible, and then got a few boundaries away, which is always nice. So that's just the way it went.
And a nice partnership of 52 for the final wicket with you and Chris Rushworth. At that point in time, we're thinking to ourselves, well, Durham have actually given themselves something to bowl with here.
Yeah, Rushy did a good job, and he kind of helped me talk. He taught me through it, like, because I haven't really batted with the tail much, so it was really helpful. And we've got an okay score to bowl at, and we've got a good bowling attack to hopefully get us at least level, if not on top tomorrow.
7 for 3 Nottinghamshire after the first 5 overs. Then there was that partnership from Samit Patel and Michael Lum. They put on a decent score together. Interestingly, you went off, and you were off for quite a long time, and it got to the point where nobody thought you were going to come back out. You effectively had 5 bonus overs at the end of the night, which you didn't expect to get, and got Michael Lum in that period, a crucial wicket to fall late on.
Yeah, really good wicket, really. There was a good partnership, and Woody just got the ball in the right spot, and the Riverside wicket maybe helped him a little bit, but the ball started doing a little bit then, so hopefully it does a bit in the morning.
You haven't had much time with the bat with Durham, really, have you? If you think, you only sort of broke into the first team towards the back end of the last year, so I think this is your third first class half century, is that right?
I think so, yeah, I'm not sure. Not that much, but hopefully this season I'll have a good run and hopefully score some runs.
How have you prepared during the winter? What have you been doing?
There hasn't been much island stuff. I haven't been in the squad, so I've just been here really with working with John Lewis and the lads, and just working on technical things, and it seems to be going all right.
And innings like that are going to draw your attention to the island selectors, no doubt.
Yeah, we'll never. We don't know yet. We'll see.